You know, February is the month of love, and it seems like everybody has an idea of what love is. Or everybody think that they have an idea of what love is. It's in this month you hear plenty, here and there. How many have you heard this month? It's much, Abby. It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's in the air. Praise God. You won't stop hearing it, because everybody, you know, many people are craving beautiful love relationship with some guy or some girl. And when you ask them, what do you know about love? Some feel like, oh, love is about feelings. It's about emotions. It's about romance. That's what you hear a lot of people say. But can we truly say what love is? Do we really know what love is? Tonight, the Lord will open our eyes and our hearts to understand in the name of Jesus. So this is the crux of today's service. To receive the revelation of what love is. We want to answer the question, what is love? Glory! So let's begin quickly. 1 John 4 verse 7. I'll read to you and you read back to me, and together we'll pick the important points there. Do you understand? And we'll talk about it briefly. Are you in? Praise God. 1 John 4 verse 7 and 8. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of who? God, and knoweth God. Verse 8. It says, he that loveth not God, for God is love. For God is what? Love. So can you read it back to me? Then we'll pick the points. Let's go from verse 7. Want to go? Glory! So what can we pick from this? It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Love proceeds from God. Love is of God. Pick that point. Please write it down. For love is of God. The second sentence, it says, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Write that too. The next one, it says, and knoweth God. He that loveth not God. Then the conclusion of the whole matter, it says, for God is love. Have you gotten that 4 points? Should I go about it again? The first one says, God is love. Love is of God, right? The second one says, everyone that loveth is born of God. Did you get that? The third one says, he that loveth not does not know God. Did we get that? Then the last crown of it says, God is love. So talking about this, it tells us that love comes from God. God is the originator of love. It says, for God is love. That means if we liquidate love, or liquidate God rather, what will we find? Love. God is love. If we must know and learn and have the right knowledge about God or about love, we must soak into where it came from. The origin, which is who? God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Praise God. He says, God is love. Love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. Have you heard that phrase? Like father, like son. Praise God. So he's saying that everyone that is born of God, everyone that has received, how do we get born again? By the Spirit of God, right? You receive the Spirit of God. So everyone that is born of God, that has received the Spirit of God in his heart, automatically, as the Son of God, should do what? Produce love. That person would produce love because love lives on his inside. Glory! Hallelujah. So love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God. He that loveth not does not know God. This is serious. He that does not love does not know God. For God is love. Hallelujah. God is the creator and originator of love. Our definition and meaning of love has to come from God, because man's definition and expression of love many times, if it's not an origin from the Lord, has an evil inside of it. Do you get me? If you meet the man outside there that is not born again, and you want him to define love for you, he will tell you that, oh, if you catch a babe, you know, you must first of all test her first. Do you understand that? You must test her first before you marry her, true or false. But is that the standard of God? No. So you see that the word of God is what shapes us to know the true meaning of love, to know what love is and what love is not. Praise God. We know that that phrase of love is an abomination in the sight of God. Do you understand me? So to truly express love, to truly define love, to truly work in love, it must come from the throne of God. It must come from the revelation of God. God is the true definition of love. Do you get me? Say with me, God is the true definition of love. Hallelujah. You know, there are times when, you know, the Spirit of God, you want to do something, and the Spirit of God is like, no, I'm not satisfied with that. That is God directing you. This is my path of love. Do you understand it? Praise God. So if we must know love, we must know who? We must know who? If love must be revealed and strengthened in our hearts, God must be revealed in our hearts. Praise God. You know, this is the reason why, because of the understanding of so many definitions and wrong flaws of love in our generation, this is the reason why a lot of people don't understand 1 Corinthians 13 verse 3. This is why so many people don't understand 1 Corinthians 13 verse 3. It says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, King James says charity, but the right rendering there is love, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Let's read it together. Let's go. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Pause. Remember I told you that if it's not done in the place of the revelation of Christ, love has its flaws and evil, right? So if the carnal man is to do love, it will have small, small stain of worldliness inside, right? Do you get it? So he says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Let me give you an example. Let's say the politicians. Glory! If they want to contest for election, they will bring rice, bring wrapper, name it. They will bring bundle of money and they'll be spraying it everywhere and receiving the money. Would you say that that person loves you? Would you really claim that that man loves you? But he's doing an act of love, right? So you see that if God many times does not reveal the heart and motive of the person, you may never know if the person loves you. Even if the person is doing so much, you know, the act of kindness. Please don't remove the scripture from the screen. Even if that person is doing, you know, the act of kindness. Something happened in my department. You know, somebody, you know, going for departmental, you know how they do it in schools, election. You want to be SUG president or you want to be departmental president and all. All of a sudden, this woman that does not used to send people, she started sending people. Like somebody that on a normal day, you can't really approach her. The attitude has changed because there's a motive there. Do you understand me? We can't call that love. So that means it is God that defines love truly to us. Do you get it? He says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Are you seeing this? And though I give my body to be burned. That means some people that died and they say they died for love. Did they really die for love? If God is to reveal their secrets to us, we'll find out that they did not die for love. Maybe they died for their names to be famous. So that once upon a time when they are reading their history, they say, so. He died for this. He gave himself for this. But God in heaven, you know all those memes on Instagram? Somebody acting as God will just open a book like, Chai. He said, don't worry, you meet me in this heaven. It's me and you that will be here. I will so judge you. Praise God. He says, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Praise God. Are you learning something tonight? God is the true definition of love. And if you love outside the definition of God, you have missed it. So any man who loves out of his own will, without being in the will of God, he's not doing it right. Do you agree with me? He's not doing it right because we don't know their hearts. Just like the examples I gave to you, you don't know their hearts. All you see is the action. But the motive and the intent, the Lord knows. Praise God. Say with me, I will do it the God way. I'll do it the God way. God is love. Praise God. It is only God that can reveal the heart of a man to us. The true nature of his heart. For us to know if that man's heart is stained. You know, many times when they now win the election, that's when you see their true color. True of us. You see their true color. They will now increase the price of fuel. Hallelujah. They will now increase it. And be sucking even the one you are trying to use to help yourself. But before they entered, they said, you will not buy fuel. I will pay for the fuel. Praise God. So you see that without the love of Christ being revealed, it is stained with evil. So it must be done in God. Praise God. No wonder Paul prayed. In Ephesians 3:19, let's see Ephesians 3:19. quickly. Okay, can we read it together? It says, no, please don't treat me like this. Don't treat me this way. Let's read. Read with power. Are you ready? Let's go. One to go. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Come on. Read it again. Glory. Let's read it again. And to know the love of Kaya, which passeth knowledge, with the fullness of God. You know, this scripture is loaded. It's loaded. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Are you seeing what I'm seeing in that last place? It is connecting the love of God to being filled. To being filled in the fullness of God. To show you how important it is in growing, in knowing, in soaking in the love of Christ for you. Let me share something with us. Have you been in a situation where maybe you come for service and, you know, we're just teaching you about the love of God like we are doing today, glory. And, you know, we tell you about how Jesus has loved you and what God has done for you and all. And if you're truthful to yourself, you will know that something has changed in your heart, true of us. You will feel lighter. You will feel better. You will feel refreshed. It's as if throughout the evening, you'll just be smiling with everybody. Has that happened to you before? Has that happened to you before? It says to know the love of God which passeth knowledge. It ties the love of God to the revelation. The revelation that we get from Christ. So when Christ is revealed to you, it helps you. It helps you come into the fullness of God. Do you understand me? That means we must never joke. Is it this thing called love? Don't learn it in the worldly way. Don't practice it in the worldly way. Do it in the God way. Praise God. Say with me, I will do it in the God way. I will do it in the God way. Glory! Hallelujah. It says that means if you truly know and express love, you need what? Revelation. You need revelation. You need to know the love of God through the word of God. As his word is being revealed in your heart, it's easy for you to know God and to love. Because God is glory. Hallelujah. Say after me. God defines my view of love. God defines my view of love. God is love. I'm born of God. I am born of God. Therefore, love is my nature. Love is my nature. Glory. Hallelujah. Have you learned something? Let's continue. So let's go further into one of God's revelation of love. Remember, I told us that if you really know and express love, if you really know and express love, you need the revelation of God. Praise God. Praise God. So give me 1 John 4 verse 9. We'll read to 11. Are we ready? Okay. In this was manifested the love of God towards us. Glory! In this was manifested the love of God towards us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Remember, God is the true definition of love. So let's read this carefully. In this, please go back. In this was manifested, Kaya, the love of God towards us. So God manifested his love towards us. How? Through his Son. Glory. Sent his only begotten Son into the world so that when we receive him, what happens? We might live through him. We'll be able to share that same love. Go to verse 10. Let's read verse 10 together. Everybody want to go. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Glory! Can you see how the scripture here is defining God's love? Defining God to us. God is love. It says, herein, this now is love. This is love. Not that we loved God. It is not that we loved God, or we were able, or we had the strength and energy to love. That means before God sent his Son, there was nothing like us being able to love. Do you understand it? It was not existing. But God said, no, I need to send myself to these people because I am love. So when I come as a man, Jesus, when I come and I do all I need to do for them, I die for them, and they receive me in their hearts, they will be able to do what? Express me, because I am love. Do you understand it? He says, this is love. Herein is love. Not that we loved God. Not that we couldn't do it. Not that we loved God. But that he loved us. Kai. But that he loved us. And how did he show that love? He says, and sent his Son. Kaya kapalagada. And sent his Son to be the propitiation. To be the answer for our sins. To cleanse us so we can be able to love. Praise God. Let's do verse 11. 11. Are you still here with me? Hallelujah. Now read with me. Want to go? Beloved. Aya. He says, beloved, if God so loved us, remember that it has explained to us how God did it. Do you understand me? If God so loved us, so when we have received that love of God in our hearts, God is expecting, remember, like Father, like Son. Do you understand? So when you have received the Father in your heart, God wants you to now do it like him. If God so loved us, if God has revealed it to us through his word, he wants us to do what? Love the same way. Can you compress this scripture together so we just read it, you know, as one flow? Or if you can't, just give us fast. Let's read it together. I want us to enjoy it. Praise God. Are you ready? Let's go. One, two, go. In this was manifested the love of God towards us. Glory! Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Kaya palakata. Go again. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. Kaya palakata sukete. Glory. Hallelujah. So you see that we're meant to die. We're meant to die. You know, this scripture reminds me of another scripture. Can we see Romans 5, verse 6? It will really help us. Romans 5, verse 6. Romans 5, verse 6. It says, for when we were yet without strength. How many of you, this scripture came to your mind while you were reading that other one? How many of you, that happened to you? Let me see your hands. You performing. Only have any faces. You're doing like this. Praise God. It says, for when we were yet sinners, or when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When we couldn't love God, he sent his son. Do you remember? He sent his son. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7. He said, for scarcely, for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. Verse 8. He said, but God. But God. Read it together. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Glory! While we were yet sinners, when we couldn't help ourselves, when judgment had been passed, it felt like, nothing will come out of these people. He says, but God commended his love. Are you seeing that word again? Commended his love towards who? Us. Say, towards me. Commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, when we couldn't help ourselves, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Christ died for us to show us himself, to show us that he is love. We didn't know that he was love. We did not know that everything about him was love. That he was the true definition of love, demonstrated it, and gave it to us free of charge, and said that everyone that receives it, that receives him, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we see the true definition of love. God is love. Say with me, God is love. God is love. God is love. Hallelujah. This also reminds me of another scripture in 2 Corinthians 5, I think verse 16, thereof. 2 Corinthians 5, either 15 or 16, we'll just read from there. Please take me there. You know, this is why God tells us, as you receive me, you receive my love, we ought to do what? Love one another. Praise God. You know, it is very dangerous when we don't love one another because we are trying to say that we have not received the Father. Do you understand this? When you don't practice, you don't pour out the love. He says, he that does not love God does not know what? God. So we must learn it. You know, many times even the Spirit of God in our hearts will tell you, Auntie, smile. You're like, somebody's laughing. I've caught the person. Have you felt that way before? Maybe somebody is telling you something and you could feel the Spirit of God inside telling you, smile. Like, no, I can't smile. If I smile, it'll be like I'm on serious. But that's God expressing himself through you. Expressing his love, his nature through you. The nature of God is love. Say with me, the nature of God is love. My nature is love. Because I have the Father in me. I have the Spirit of God on my inside. I have the Spirit of God on my inside. So my nature is love. I don't have a different nature. I don't have a different nature. Because I am born of God. Love is my language. Love is my language. Love is my nature. I have the love of Christ in my heart. I have the love of God in my heart. I don't struggle to love. I don't struggle to love. I don't struggle to love my brethren. I don't struggle to love all around me. Kaya. I don't struggle to love. Because the greater one lives in me. God is love. And he lives on my inside. He lives on my inside. So I don't struggle to love. I don't struggle to display love. I don't struggle to display love. God lives on my inside. I have the nature of God. Come on. I have the nature of God. I have the nature of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. No wonder you see the apostles do some things that they do, or they did rather, because the revelation of that love was heavy on their hearts. Kaya palakata. It was heavy. Paul will go the extra mile for Jesus because that revelation is strong. I want us to decide from today. We will not joke with the word of God because this is how we feed the love inside. This is how we will display the love. This is how we will learn. It will be revealed to us. You know, something can be inside of you, but you need to spark it. Do you understand? That's why you see that when you spend time praying in tongues sometimes, you spend time praying sometimes. It seems like it's easy to just walk with people. It's easy to just flow with people and forgive them. That's why, I don't know if you've heard our list words say this, that when you have a beef with somebody, go and pray for the person. Do you know what you're doing? You're sparking that revelation. You're sparking it up to come up. So it overclouds what you know, that worldly stain of love in your heart, it comes and it brushes it away. And you're able to love the way God wants you to love. Do you understand me? So we must feed ourselves. Something just entered my mind now. If I have maybe a small beef with Auntie Peace now, I'll just go and pray for her. When I see her the next time. You're looking fine. That's how couples thrive many times. Godly couples, when you spend time praying for your husband, spend time praying for your wife, you sit down with the word of God. The same person that you said, that same person you now come and, you are the most beautiful woman in this world. So you have been fine like this. You have been handsome like this. We have been living together in this house. Don't worry. I'm speaking from experience. My husband will wake up many times in the morning. You're so fine. I'm like, did we not sleep together on this bed? So you see that when you feed yourself with the word of God, that nature, the true nature comes out. The true nature is revealed and you begin to do it like God. You begin to do it like God, for God is love. God is love. God is love. Can you put that scripture again? Let's read it. Let's read it as we round up. Okay, I was talking about 1 John 4, but let me just enjoy this one then. We'll run quickly. It says, for the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, are you seeing the revelation? that if one died for all, then we're all dead. So when you have that revelation of Christ's love in your heart, it will constrain you. Do you understand? It will order your steps. You will do it rightly the way God wants you to do it. Please, let's go back to 1 John. Let's read 1 John again together as we pray. 1 John 4 verse 9. It says, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son. Hallelujah. I would have loved to do like my father, Pastor David, who say, let's go to verse 1 and enjoy the scripture. But if we do that, shakapalakata. Glory! Are you ready? Should we go to verse 1? Enjoy the scripture like your man and woman of God. Are you ready? So let's go to verse 7. It says, beloved, let us love one another. Let's read it with power. One, two, go. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Kai! And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Do you know God? Are you born of God? Do you love God? Read it again. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Kaya palakata. Glory! Verse 8. Loveth and knoweth, for God is love. God is love. Glory! Hallelujah. I want us in the next few minutes, I want you to pray. Pray for your heart. According to the revelation you've received, God is love. The way of God is love. Help me, O God, to soak in the revelation of you. Oh, that I would do it freely. It says, let us love one another. Because God is love. And God lives on our inside. This year we must decide to allow the revelation of Christ, the love of Christ, overflow in our hearts. Oh, we must not joke with the word of God. We must not joke with prayer. God is love. God is love. Even in our relationship, oh, we will do it the right way. We will do it the God way.